This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Supreme Court has permitted the Election Commission to proceed with its Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise of electoral rolls in poll-bound Bihar. However, the court also asked the Election Commission that in the interest of justice, the poll panel should also consider accepting key identity documents such as Aadhaar, ration card and voter ID card during the ongoing revision process. While observing that revision of electoral rolls by the Election Commission in Bihar is within the mandate of the Constitution, the bench of Justices Sudhanshu Dhulia and Joy Malia Bagchi questioned the timing of the SIR. The top court asked why the exercise is being connected to Bihar Assembly elections and cannot be conducted for the whole country, irrespective of the elections. During the hearing, the petitioners questioned the exclusion of the Aadhaar card from the list of documents. On the poll body's reply that Aadhaar cannot be used as proof of citizenship, the top court remarked that the electoral body should have acted earlier if it was to check citizenship under the exercise. The apex court listed the matter for further hearing on 28th of July before the regular bench. It asked the Election Commission to file its counter affidavit within a week and told the petitioners to file their rejoinder affidavit, if any, before the next hearing. The central government has approved the release of over 1,066 crore rupees to flood, landslide affected states of Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Kerala and Uttarakhand. According to the Home Ministry, over 375 crore rupees has been sanctioned for Assam, more than 29 crore rupees to Manipur, over 30 crore rupees to Meghalaya, more than 22 crore rupees to Mizoram, over 153 crore rupees to Kerala and over 455 crore rupees to Uttarakhand. These states have been affected due to extremely heavy rainfall, floods and landslides during the southwest monsoon. The ministry said the government is fully committed to provide all possible assistance to flood, landslides, cloudburst affected states. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired the 27th meeting of the Eastern Zonal Council in Ranchi today. Speaking at the meeting, Mr. Shah reiterated the government's commitment to eliminate Naxalism from the country by 31st March next year. He also praised upon the unprecedented success achieved against Naxalism. Mr. Shah said that it has been possible due to the unity shown by all the states and the bravery of the security forces. The union minister said that more efforts need to be made by the states of the eastern region towards the full implementation of the three new criminal laws. Mr. Shah also said that the regional councils have now become actionable platforms. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said universities will play a key role in achieving the goal of a Viksit Bharat. Mr. Pradhan was speaking after inaugurating the two-day conference of vice chancellors of central universities at Kevadia in Narmada district of Gujarat today.
राष्ट्रीय शिक्षा नीति 2020 हमारे सामने एक क्लैरिटी की पथवे है हमारे सामने। जब अगर हम पिछले 10 साल की 11 साल की समीक्षा करते हैं 2014-15 की बेस डाटा से बेसलाइन डाटा से आज हम लोगों की 30% इंक्रीज हुई है उच्च शिक्षा की पार्टिसिपेशन उसमें से महिलाओं की सबसे ज्यादा हुई है 38% हमारी पीएचडी स्कॉलर्स की संख्या बढ़ी है हमारी शेड्यूल ट्राइब स्टूडेंट्स की 14 की तुलना में अभी 10% ग्रोथ हुई है एससीज की कास्ट की हमारी 8% ग्रोथ हुई है
Ministry of External Affairs MEA has said that it has seen some comments made by a high state authority about India's relations with friendly countries from the global south. It said these remarks are irresponsible and regrettable and do not behove the state authority. In response to media queries regarding comments made by a high state authority, MEA spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said Government of India disassociates itself from such unwarranted comments and undermine India's ties with friendly country. In cricket, the host, England, recovered well after losing a couple of quick wickets early on. Early England won the toss and elected to bat. India replaced Prasidh Krishna by Jasprit Bumrah. Meanwhile, Indian wicketkeeper Rishabh Pant went off the field to receive medical attention on finger. Dhruv Jurail has taken over the keeping duties. And that is the end of this news bulletin.